Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back here in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from the San Juan County Partnership. Patience Williams is back in the studio with me this morning. Patience, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And I'm not going to introduce our other guest at the moment. I'm going to wait, okay?
Okay, perfect.
But it'll be worth it, audience. So just take my word for it, okay? But welcome back. It's great to have you here. And today we're kind of focusing a little bit on the Growing Forward Farm, which is a project of New Mexico State University and the Science Center and Cooperative Extension Office and all that in Aztec, but the partnership plays a role in it as well. I know it's one of the partner agencies, right?
It is. We actually, the San Juan County Partnership and Healthy Kids took over the grant to finance all the transportation for the fourth grade students in San Juan County to come out to the farm for a day.
Right. And they've been doing that.
We have been doing that, little sunburn and everything from that. You know, our goal is to just introduce to the kids of San Juan County where their food comes from. We know that getting healthy eating habits and physical activity, which gardening, working outside, that is the best way to combine that, is really to spark that, interest in the younger ones and also to develop really good eating habits once they taste that tomato fresh from the garden.
Right.
You know, and then you get the ones from the store, there's a little bit of a difference.
A little.
Strawberries, we got to harvest a couple with the class the other day, some fresh strawberries, and it just blew them away. You know,
nice.
The difference in the taste of what they have in the grocery store.
Right.
Versus literally right off the plant. And so we're working on that. Right now we're in the middle of the National Farm to School Month coming up in October, and then the New Mexico Grown Month, which is the second part of September.
Okay.
We hijacked it in the northern part of New Mexico instead of being all in October because our growing season here, obviously.
Yeah.
Towards the end of October, we're getting some
squash and onions. Yeah, right.
Which kids love squash and onions.
Okay. I don't know what kids you're talking to, but all
Exactly. So we kind of put it into September to really get that peak. And I know Marie Johnson was able to put fresh local food on every plate last week. And all four of our school districts did, actually. And
great.
We're very, very excited about that.
It's really trending up, is it not? I mean, as we were talking before we came on the air, you and I have been talking about these projects for a while from their very humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice to see, you know, more school districts taking part, more farmers taking part, more locally grown food on the plates in these schools and other bigger entities and things like that. I mean, all these things are growing in the right direction, are they not?
They are. Right now, the New Mexico Grown Coalition is a coalition that was formulated by New Mexico Department of Health, PED, New Mexico Farm to Table, everything like that. Pam Roy is part of it. And our goal is to really just reach all of the growers and purchasers throughout San Juan County, throughout the state of New Mexico. And in doing that, we wanted to recognize everyone where they're at. We don't want to be like, oh, you have to reach, you know, the top Golden Chili award right off the bat, because growing is hard work. Growing, farming, it is not easy. Purchasing, you can't all of a sudden just take your entire budget and switch it to locally grown. You have to, you know, bring in the New Mexico Grown monies, and you have to really allocate wisely. you know, what you want to get locally. And
but
so
as
they,
we have seen, and pardon me for keeping interrupting you, but as we have seen, it can be done.
Yes.
And a lot of these local school districts and others have been doing it and growing their budgets over the last few years.
Yes. You know, we have the NM Grown monies, which come in, and this year with all four school districts, and this is just school districts.
Right.
Not daycare centers or senior centers. San Juan County brought in to spend in San Juan County almost $100,000. But then you have the daycare centers, which Barb Tedrow, $25,000.
Right.
And the senior centers. And so, you know, you're looking at the economic growth and development through local food and really bringing that back into our community. So that money stays here to grow San Juan County.
And hopefully that trickles down. I know it does trickle down to the local farmers. It doesn't trickle very far because they're buying right from the farmers. Right. And that is a better enticement, I think, for them to stay in the business and to keep up that hard work that a few years ago maybe wasn't so lucrative, right? But now at least they know they have a market for their produce.
They do.
And fruits and vegetables.
Yes, and we have a couple new farms. Well, one who isn't a new farm, but the second generation is bringing it back. And in San Juan County, they got a grant, so a little bit of secret there.
Okay.
But we have some that are actually seeing the growth, and they were at that initial local food, local places town meeting. And so that got them in because they were done.
Right.
Their parents, you know, aged out.
Sure.
And they decided, you know, this is viable.
Right.
And we were able to get a grant. And so they're going to bring back one of our oldest farms here in San Juan County. And then we have some new ones, the Pumpkin Patch at La Plata, a new little farm and farm stand there. So it's just amazing what we've seen in the last 6 years.
Right. Really. Well, and we're in San Juan County is in a unique spot, I think, for farming. It's one of those, I think, economic drivers that a lot of the county and city folks have been noticing and targeting to maybe create some more diversified economy. We are luckier than most counties in New Mexico in that we have a pretty good source of water most years. A lot of other counties can't say that. And so for farming, that's a big plus.
It is. And the support, you know, we always go back to the food hub.
Right.
Our 10-year goal, the brick and mortar in 3 years, that has really helped our farmers be able to grow. Because they don't have to worry about selling themselves. They don't have to worry about going and making those connections. They can one-stop shop. They can, the food hub picks it up. And then they're the ones that go out and get the customers. And we have our supply and our demand is a little bit upside down. Our demand is huge.
Okay.
You know,
But that's maybe a good problem to have, isn't it?
It is. Right? It is. You know, Marie Johnson, she is, for Farmington Schools, was a Golden Chili Award winner.
Okay.
Barb Tedrow with all four of her daycare centers. Mm-hmm. Nappy is a producer. And then Elders Greenhouse and Garden as a producer. So those are our Golden Chili Award winners for this program. And the schools and the daycare centers, you know, there's that very friendly competition. Who can get it first? Because they're both buying as much as they possibly can. And they're buying it out.
Wow.
You know, and that we have had some feedback being like, when we go there, there's not anything left because the school's already got it. It is a really good problem to have.
Right.
So, we're hoping to get new younger farmers in the mix.
Right, which may lead us to our other guest this morning. But that is, I know, the goal, and to have more produce to be able to share among the community. We're showing a picture on the screen right now of the food hub, of course, which is, gosh, how many years now has it been open?
Not many.
Yeah.
We were in 2003, so we opened it pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So 19? And then,
yeah, maybe. 4 years?
Maybe
3 years, but but exciting because it has grown and the demand is there. And I think folks are getting into the habit of shopping there and checking out what they have or going to the growers markets, as we talked about too. Absolutely. And there's a lot of those around the county. So anyway, it's a great network that is building here in the county.
It is. And instead of, you know, agriculture, you know, kind of on that downturn, I think we're getting it to maybe not quite level out and start ramping up, but we're in the process and it is moving in the right direction right now. And I just want to shout out to our community as a whole, our county leaders, city leaders, who have supported this from day one. Without that support from our local leaders, this would not have been able to happen. And so just shout out to everybody in the community that has supported our efforts in getting agriculture back up to a very viable way of life.
Right. Well, and then when I hear you talk about old farms coming back online, mm-hmm. kind of a thing, and yeah. and families maybe getting back into the business maybe after a generation or two.
Yeah.
And we talked before, I know, about some programs that try to find farmland that is not in use and maybe helping get it back
yes.
in the production cycle and things along that line. So I think the state and others are doing a lot to try to help mm-hmm. this new growing, no pun intended,
right.
Business.
Right, and that is exactly what it is. And we do have that going in San Juan County as well, matching up new farmers with land that's not being used right now. And I understand families don't want to get rid of their land
right.
that's been in there.
But this
always
program,
that
they don't
hope.
Have to,
they
I
don't
think,
have
right,
to.
If I recall correctly.
Right, it so. Is a lease program, and mm-hmm. someone comes in and works the land, and then hopefully builds up enough to where they can buy their own, because land and water,
right.
it's very scarce in this area, so it's hard to start a growing business,
right.
and that's also going to kind of lead in,
yeah.
you know, because at the Growing Forward Farm, we have the Farmer Incubator Program, to where if people want to learn how to farm, they have plots of land and access to business plans and training and one-on-one help to work it out with Andrew at the Growing Forward Farm.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that's what it is doing today.
Yes.
As we speak. And so
exactly.
that is a great transition
yep.
to our other guest, who's been waiting patiently for me to introduce him, and I thank him for doing that. Carson Stark is here, and he is a senior at Farmington High School. Go Scorps. And Carson, good morning to you. It's nice to have you here. Thank you
morning.
For coming in.
It's great to be here, yes.
You are one of the farmers on these plots at the Growing Forward Farm, correct?
Yes, correct, yes.
And we were talking before we came on the air this morning that you just don't farm one plot. You have like 6 or 7, I think, is what we were counting up, right? As you, as others maybe didn't develop their plots, you kind of went ahead and added that to what you were doing, right?
Yeah, so I have around maybe an acre or so this year, roughly, that I'm growing on. And
you and your staff?
No, I
you
wish.
And you?
Yes,
okay.
next year, that's the hope, is to have another hand out there.
Okay.
So.
And so talk to me a little bit about your interest in farming. You are a senior at Farmington High School, and this is something that really interests you, obviously. And how many years have you been working out at the farm?
So I've been out there for two years now, but I've really been growing plants since I can remember.
Okay.
Really. And it all started from, you know, regular outdoor plants and, you know, growing a tomato or two in the summer, and then expanding to taking the Master Gardening course through NMSU.
Right.
And then that's how I met Bonnie, that's how I met Andrew, and Weston Medlock, who was there at the time,
right.
which then introduced me to the incubatorship program.
Got you.
And that's how I took the course, and then I became an incubator.
The rest is history, as
yes.
they say sometimes, right? And so here you are. And so what types of things are you growing this season on your plot of an acre, as you told us, right? What have you been growing?
So I've been growing like 30 different varieties of tomatoes, paste tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, and slicing, like big 1-pound hamburger tomatoes.
Nice.
And I've been selling those to a local restaurant here in town, actually.
Do you have to chase patients out of the field sometimes when she wants a tomato?
No.
Not too bad? Okay.
No,
right.
more right. so cats and raccoons.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right. And so tomatoes is a lot of it. What else?
Tomatoes is a lot of it. And then squash, zucchini, a few pumpkins, cucumbers. I have loads and loads of cucumbers they've been taking to the schools, and it seems like they've been loving them. So, yeah, I've been taking a lot of those, a little bit of corn, and a lot of green beans as well. So
okay.
really kind of having a nice, good variety.
Yeah, quite the variety, it sounds
yes.
like to me, right? And it sounds like things that maybe come into season maybe over a long period of time, they don't all ripen at once, at least from my limited knowledge of farming.
I did try to stagger out some of the
okay.
some of the harvest, but really in August and September, I mean,
you're busy.
I'm always going to be harvesting everything. I mean,
gotcha.
As much as I want to try and stagger out the harvest, I really can't.
Understood.
They all want to come in at once.
Understood. And this year has been, I think, a pretty good year, has it not, for farming and for gardening and things like that?
It's been a very, very good year. I would say, though, I don't just speak for myself, but a lot of other farmers, I think we've had a lot of challenges this year with the heat in the summer months.
Okay.
That's really taken a toll on, I would say, peppers especially. Surprisingly, our green chili has really struggled this year.
Interesting. Okay.
And I would even say tomato production has really taking a toll as well, just because we're having a lot of a later harvest this year of tomatoes.
Gotcha.
And so we've really seen a struggle with the heat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see, that's why I'm not a farmer, because I don't know those things. But I'm glad that you told us. And so this is something, as you told me, this is something that you are looking at pursuing in your career, right? You're a senior. And so you've been taking a lot of college classes, you told me. And so what's your thoughts for next year?
Next year, I probably am going to, I'm going to try and stay in incubator next year, but also to some college classes through San Juan College and NMSU if I can try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still deciding on which one I want to necessarily go into, whether it's NMSU or San Juan College, but I more so want to take some accounting courses and then obviously some more agricultural-based courses.
Right.
Just trying to grow more efficiently, better, learn how greenhouses work and all of those systems in the agricultural space.
Right. But this is something you want to do as a career, something related to farming, right? Maybe you're not going to be in the fields picking every year, but this is still something that really is a big part of your life.
Correct. Yeah, I would say probably a 90%, 95% chance I really want to stay in agriculture. I really like it. I really like the work and the lifestyle that you can have in agriculture. It's a really good balance of, you know, you get a winter off and then you have, you know, a very hard summer, but it's good because you're eating what you grow and you have more appreciation for the food that you grow and the taste and the quality.
Right.
Very, it's just, yeah, better to eat, better for your health.
True. Very true. And well, and patients, we were talking this morning too, a little bit about how some of the maybe food from Carson's plot ended up at Farmington schools, right, because of their program, and so the students were enjoying some of the fruits of Carson's labor, quite literally.
Absolutely. Marie Johnson, who Farmington schools, Carson didn't really know me, but we all know about Carson because this is what our goal is, to introduce agriculture at a young age and then hope that we get some of him out there in the world. And so in doing those farm tours the last couple weeks, it was really great to be able to be, there's Carson, because he was over there harvesting during the tours. And we're like, that young gentleman right there, you were eating what he grew for you last week and this week, because it wasn't just a week. Marie buys as much as she can for the entire growing season. And so his peers are eating what he grows. The younger generation are eating what he grows. And I think that is just such a beautiful cycle. And it's what we want. This is what we've been pushing towards and growing towards with the Growing Forward Farm.
Right, exactly. And Carson, when you talk to your friends a little bit, are they maybe surprised? Does some of them not know maybe where the tomatoes on their hamburgers come from or things like that? Or just to think about that whole process of getting all these ingredients for their lunches and what have you? What do you hear from your friends?
I would say they're shocked, and I think they're also kind of inspired because they're actually learning where food kind of comes from.
Right.
You know, when you're in a grocery store environment where you just go to the grocery store and it's very easy to pick your lettuce or your tomatoes or, you know, your meat or whatever, you don't really get the appreciation for how it's grown, who cared for it, you know, what's the quality like, what's actually going to be in the food? Is it going to be, you know, filled with nutrients and minerals and all sorts of great things for our bodies? Or is it just going to be kind of trash and mediocre?
Right. And that would be from some of the food maybe that has to be transported long distances and things like that, and is grown in a certain way to kind of maintain at least its structural integrity, for lack of a better term,
right.
Maybe,
yes.
of what it needs to do to be able to be trucked across the country for 5 days.
Yeah.
Before
exactly.
It gets to the table, so that makes a lot of sense. Patience, you are hoping, I guess, to clone more Carsons. Is that the idea, to maybe have more young people at the Growing Forward Farm, maybe to take on not necessarily maybe six plots, but maybe one or two, to maybe start some of this for their families as well and others?
Absolutely. You know, that's always been the goal, is, you know, we in San Juan County to diversify our economic growth and to bring it back to agriculture. This was one of the largest agriculture hubs a long time ago.
Right.
You know, Farmington.
Farmingtown, Bloomfield,
exactly.
Places like that.
You know, the old orchard, that 20th Street corridor was orchard. And we want to bring that back because we do have, even though it's a high mountain desert and our growing seasons aren't quite as long as some of the other in the southern counties, but we do have water.
Right.
And there is land out there. We do have all that, and is working in Wes is actually still with us, and he's working on that linking the farmers
some of those
land.
Lease yes. programs that we talked about, right, which is yes. wonderful. Yeah. That's terrific. And so, but the farm, the Growing mm-hmm. Forward Farm, is this kind of spotlight plot in Aztec, and yep. you can see it from the road. Mm-hmm. It's right by the yep. county administration building. But that, and that's by design, right, to bring in folks that maybe want to try it, learn more about it, young people, not so young people, right. and get their hands dirty and learn a little bit about the intricacies of farming and growing, right?
Absolutely, with that little bit of a safety net, because you have, you know, Andrew and Bonnie that are right there, and Andrew's the one that leads the farmer incubator, and you have that support, and you are not paying a lot for this land, and so, you know, it's not a do or die situation,
right?
Whereas if you go and buy 20 acres and try to buy water rights, or you use your water, regular water, and your bill goes through the roof, that's a little bit daunting. But this Growing Forward Farm Farmer Incubator project really gives you a little bit of a safety net, and then it helps you go in and get a business plan. Just like with Carson here, it's like, you know, recommend what type of classes, but you always have that support, and you have 12 beautiful acres to be in. You know, when we're doing these farm tours and I see Carson over there and I'm like, wow, you know, this is a great job.
Right.
Darn it.
It sounds like
out in the sun and,
yeah,
you know, seeing everything. You can't really beat that.
Well, yeah. And I noticed that his eyes lit up when he said he has winters off. So I think that's another plus, right?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. We're showing a picture of the great barn mm-hmm. at the Growing Forward Farm. And so, again, there's a lot of other tools and support, as you mentioned, that folks can get if they sign up for a plot. And that's kind of the idea, I guess, to have these full for next season. Is that the idea?
Yes. And you can go to the NMSU website, and Growing Forward Farm has their own page. You can, you know, Facebook the Growing Forward Farm,
right?
To get any information, Bonnie and Andrew, Augusta, everyone at the Extension office can point you in the right direction. So if anybody is interested in trying their hand, if they've been thinking about it and they're like, you know, I want to do more than a backyard garden, and want to really expand and see if this is a viable way of life for them, you know, reach out and try it, because it can be done.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, that's wonderful. Carson, thank you for being here and sharing your story with us. Good luck with the rest of your harvest. I imagine there's a lot more to pick out there.
A little more, yes.
So good luck to you, but thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Patience, I want to ask you a bit too before we just have a couple minutes remaining this morning, but you were mentioning some of the awards that have been going out to local folks and the tours that you are doing, of course. And so I just kind of wanted to ask you more a little bit about those two things before we run out of time this morning.
Okay. The farm tours, you know, we got that grant and we are at the tail end. We do have some monies. We were able to prepay some of the buses for Farmington. And so we'll have a few more this spring, but we're kind of on the downside of the farm tours this year. I'm not going to say, phew, thank goodness, but it is. It's been a lot of work. But seeing those kids out there getting their hands in the dirt and actually learning where their food comes from. And for me, bringing that healthy eating habits and physical activity together, because that is my program goal, is healthy eating and physical activity. But then going back to the awards, the Golden Chili Awards, which the Golden Chili is indigenous to New Mexico. It is a real chili.
It's an actual thing.
It's
not
an
just
actual
a
thing.
Brass plated thing.
And it's New Mexico.
Yeah.
And so our Golden Chili, and we had 4 Golden Chili Award winners. Barb Tedrow with the Gold Star Academy and 3D.
Mm-hmm.
She has 4 centers. Marie Johnson with Farmington Schools.
Right.
And then NAPI. Navajo Agriculture Production Incorporated, or
Products Industry.
Sorry. And then Elders Greenhouse and Garden, Pam and David Elder, and they just signed up this year, and then they got the Golden Chili. And I know that they have been tirelessly growing and providing for the Food Hub, the Farmington Growers Market, and also ECHO.
Oh, nice. The Food Hub. Food Bank, yes.
Yes, and so the Food Bank is now being able to receive fresh produce from our area to then give out, because that,
as
we
know,
we didn't always get fresh produce.
Right.
And so this has been a huge step forward, where the state has allocated monies to our food banks that they can actually go and purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh produce for the food banks.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, it is amazing.
That's a great addition to that. So there's so much you can do with canned goods and and shelf-stable items and things. Right. But adding that fresh fruit or vegetable is an important component, too.
Right. In high-risk communities, you know, we have a lot of food deserts in our area, and to be able to get fresh produce out to those high-risk communities and people that don't really have access on a daily basis. You know, those food deserts where they're shopping for dinner at the gas station.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to have fresh local food on their plate that's not rotting.
Yeah.
You know, that's we've heard horror stories about some of the stuff.
A truck for 2 weeks to get there.
I
understand what you're saying. True. And the growers markets are growing strong. This is the time of year when you can find almost anything your little heart desires at the growers markets,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tonight, it's Thursday, so we have the Bloomfield Market and the Downtown Makers Market.
In Farmington, right?
In Farmington, correct. And then Saturday, Shiprock and Farmington.
Right.
Sunday and Friday are the two that we don't have any, but those are the only 2 days a week that we don't have a growers market in San Juan County. So go on to...
Every other day, you can find locally grown food
anywhere.
Somewhere near you,
is
what I would say.
So. Yep, and you can go on to the New Mexico Farmers Market Association and find farmers markets near you. And always put a plug for the special programs, the SNAP Double Up Bucks. If anybody has a SNAP or EBT card, you can go to your growers market, swipe it, and then they are going to give you double. So if you swipe it for $20, you get $20 in tokens and then another $20 in fresh fruits and vegetable tokens. And in the spring, you can use those to buy plants that produce. So tomato plants
your
in
own
the spring.
Stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can use those tokens, the fresh fruit and vegetable tokens, for growing.
Okay.
So that's always,
that's coming
not
in the
everybody
spring.
Knows that. Yes, so in the spring.
All right.
Absolutely.
Good to know. Give Carson a run for his money. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll
see. We can never have too many.
No, that's true. We can't. That's very true. Well, wonderful. Well, it's been a great program. Thank you both for coming in and sharing all your stuff with us and all the information with us on the air. Carson, thank you for your inspiration, I think, maybe to other young people, high school seniors, or even younger, I think, could get involved. And I hope it becomes a great career for you. I know we'll probably hear more from you going forward.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You bet. It's great to have you both here. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. My guest this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.